Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I have a great show for you. Of course, I have an awesome playlist. New releases by artists like Tenny, Manau from Morocco, Liloka from Mozambique, Teddy Ride and Eric Gesso of Liberia. I also have a 1984 High Life from Ghana. That one comes at half past the hour. A Burna Boy Angelique Kidjo tune, and a lot more. Today's guest includes a VOA journalist, Marvelous Nyahuye. She joins me by phone to talk about Ja Praise's new song, Tichenneke. DJ Akua visits me at my home studio, bringing along her controller for a live quick mix and a little extra performance surprise. And last but not least, Bill Odidi reports from Lamu, Kenya on the first ever UNESCO Kiswahili Day, which was July 7th. He brings us live tarab music by the group Anur and an interview with renowned guitarist Eddie Gray. So that's it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. From South Africa, we are starting out with Ikwela by Zandi Kumalo and featuring Zola.
When I was Shelila Mina, Minangas Comela Wena, I call in this year, Mabangina Lalunya, Nagini to sell me lay, foot and no vile, Sangolio. Zakaba no mona Uma uzongifuna bathangiko ngikhona ngikhona uma uzongifuna bathangiko ngikhona Dali wongshaye likwena
likwena likwena
wongshaye
likwena likwena likwena
wongshaye likwena
Yeah, that was Zandi Kumalo from South Africa with Ikwela featuring Zola. Hi, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now I have two Afro beats for you. Yeah. Booga by Kiz Daniel and Techno. And then Tenny the Entertainer's hot new track, Little. After that, we're going to go to Zimbabwe with Ja Praise. And my first guest of the hour, Marvelous Nyahuye. Let's get to it.
era oh, era go get the mula.
Wake up,
oh, ah, oniko kala. Don't try, try. You supposed to be jai jai. Kill up, come, be come, person, my dog, person, we don't mind. But when I land softly on the sofa floor. So far, so good. Koni bajo, let me see you. Oh, lo, 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 let me see you. Oh, lo, lo, lo.
Everybody, ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that Afro Beats double play. Later on in the hour, I have an exclusive Afro Beats quick mix performance by DJ Akua. She's a Maryland-based artist from Ghana. Dropped by earlier this week in my home studio. But right now, we're going to go to Zimbabwe with some new music. Ja Preza has a new release out. It's called Tichineke. It's a single, 2022, and the visuals just dropped July 4th on YouTube. It's currently at 500,000 views. And here to join me to talk about it is Marvelous Nyahuye. Hey, Marvelous.
Hey, Heather. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And thank you for sharing that clip of Ja Preza.
Oh, you know, this is why I called you. I just thought of you right away. Because you are Zimbabwean, you love music, and you know him. What can you tell us about this song?
This is a very deep song. It speaks to all Africans, especially Zimbabweans, because we are seeing Ja Preza going back to his roots. He's shot this video probably in his own village. He's going back to the ancestors. From the song, you can hear him pleading to the ancestors to cleanse his family. He talks about his young boy, who he says is doing well, but he wants the ancestors to bless him more.
Wow. Okay, let's listen to a little bit, and then we are going to come back and talk a little bit more about the song. Okay, now, Marvelous, I recognize his voice, and he's doing that low sort of, that kind of thing. But is he also doing the chanting?
Yes, he is. What he's doing, he's mimicking what happens in a traditional, when someone goes to consult the witch doctors or the ancestors, that's the kind of chanting they do. And you can hear the sound of the mbira. That is what is used when people do go to have some of these ceremonies. So he's literally chanting to his ancestors to say, hey, please bless my son and bless me.
Listening right now, you are just listening, but you should get on YouTube and watch it because the visuals are just mind-blowing. They're so beautiful, aren't they, Marvelous?
Yes, they are. And he's going back and channeling what would call it his cultural beliefs, and also the way he's dressed in the video. He goes back to the olden way of dressing in a loincloth.
Yes.
And I have to say that he actually posted that picture on social media, and it went viral in Zimbabwe. He added a little bit with that cloth, but when you look at what he's wearing at the bottom, the loincloth, that is very traditional. And what he has on his around his ankles, that's traditional. And what he has on his head, that's traditional. But I think he also wanted to bring in the modern flair so he can also capture the younger audience, because the older generation will look at this and think, gosh, he's gone back to his roots.
That is so nice. Now, one more thing before we just listen to the rest of the music. I'm looking at the YouTube comments, and there's someone named Brian Musa Bayani, I think. And he says, and I quote, there is something about Ja Preza and how he takes pride in being African and demystifies how our culture was made to look as if it's diabolic. Well done, he says. What do you say about that, Marvelous?
I'm with that comment 100%, because when we look at this, he brings the traditional culture into the new generation. A younger person can now look at this and say, hey, gosh, I could wear that. I could listen to that song. For me, as an older person, I would say it takes me back to my roots. It takes me back to being in an African village, back to people just celebrating, and back to cultural beliefs where people actually go out and go to the witch doctor. They, consult the ancestors. That's what we see him doing, because I see an old woman throwing bones and he's chanting to say, hey, please bless my son and bless my family, as he sings.
Oh, thanks, Marvelous. I can hear the smile on your face as you're talking about this song.
Yes. And before I forget, Heather, we also have to mention the other the dancers that are supporting him.
Yes.
That actually brings the song to light. You see the women, the way they are dancing, it's very respectful, but also very attractive.
Yes.
So a younger person might say, I would like to dance just like that. Mm-hmm. So like what that comment said, it literally brings the culture back. Fashionable.
Yes. Thanks, Marvelous, for your great insight. Guys, that was Marvelous. Nyahuye from VOA Zimbabwe Service. We're going to listen now to the rest of this song. It is pronounced Tichaneke. Is that correct?
Tichaneke.
Tichaneke.
That's the cleansing. He's saying, please make us clean.
Excellent.
Take away all the bed on.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Thank you.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes, all right. Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now I have got more new hits for you. Ba Matute by Azawi. She is from Uganda. Ketile by Liloka from Mozambique. And shooting over to West Africa, Find a Friend by Teddy Wright and Eric Gesso of LIB.
She taking my man, she taking my man, cause she got a booty body. She taking my man, cause she got a booty on my fatty body. She come for your man. Are you gonna put up a fight for your man? Hey, Munange, what you gonna do? If she come, what you gonna do? The minute, what you gonna do? Oh, she taking my man. She taking my man, cause she got a good body. She taking my man, cause she got a booty over fatty bumpy.
Yo, this is Amadou Wuri Bari from Freetown, Sierra Leone, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa, presented by the legendary and undefeated lady, Edda Maxwell.
We'll be right back. Orchestra, the University of Boya Orchestra, with other local artists around Boya. We are singing for Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Can you give an applause?
Okoro, 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 okoro. won't step on my blessing, but God can't break it, yeah. They won't call it my blessing, but God can't break it, yeah.
French, see French, can't see Papa T French, and I want no bad for French,
and I want that wedding, I French.
Wangolo, 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 eh, Wangolo, Wango for bestie, Wangolo, Wango for daddy, Wangolo.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right. Hello. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the music. Now it is time for our second guest of the hour, Eddie Gray and the Tarab Group on Noor, presented by Bill Odidi on a very special day from a very special place.
I'm sure you know that we say Habari as a greeting in Kiswahili, and you may also have heard that July the 7th was the first ever UNESCO World Day for the Kiswahili language. I was very lucky to visit the historic island of Lamu, the hub of Kiswahili language and the Swahili culture. Tarab music is, of course, one of the best-known expressions of this culture, and the music has been played in an almost similar style for more than a century. The accordion, the violins, and the traditional drums. But how about a little twist to the music, with modern instruments to enrich the sound, like the arrangement of guitars and drum sets? Sounds very exciting. I discovered the collaboration involving guitarist and producer Eddie Gray, who's been in Lamu for several months now, working with a Tarab ensemble called the Al-Noor Party.
I'm Said Ali Hassan, the cultural manager for Lamu Youth Alliance, Lamu County.
You lead a very large group of musicians, performers. You're a performer yourself. What's the range of equipment that you have?
For the Tarab, they were using the traditional drums, like the tabla, the rika, and such. But we have got the modern stuffs whereby for you to sell your item, you need to have modern equipments like the drum set, like the guitar. We were not using the guitars, but for now we can practice the guitar.
And you also got a very good guitarist from Nairobi, Eddie Gray, yeah, who's been working with your group.
Yes, Eddie Gray is a good performer who has really empower our group, because we had met Eddie Gray last 2 years, and we have been performing with him, and this is another opportunity whereby we are going to showcase the collaboration on stage, and it's a wonderful music they have produced.
Ah!
heard Saeed Ali Hassan from the Lamu Cultural Group mention their collaboration with guitarist and producer Eddie Gray. And so I asked Eddie to describe his fusion of Taarab and modern elements.
They are basically a very traditional setup. Usually it's harmonium with some like Indian drums, because you know Malambo is multicultural. It has had several dominating cultures for hundreds of years. But then now we've just decided to make it a little bit more palatable to today's listener. So there's guitars in it, there's bass in it, there's a little bit of an arrangement towards that, unlike the unusual Taarab setup. Today's World Swahili Day. We focus today on Swahili music, and just to try and revamp it and give it a more edgy sound.
No, in terms of language, you know, like how important is that for a musician?
I'm really proud because one of the things that I struggle with when I travel outside of Kenya or outside of Africa is not very many people are aware about Swahili as an art form. They are aware about, of Swahili as a language, but not as an art form, like it's sung, you know. So finding ways of bringing the traditional, the authentic sound of Swahili into music, and then now being able to hopefully tour and spread it around the continent would be a great joy for me.
Taarab music from the island of Lamu here in Kenya with a twist as described by guitarist and producer Eddie Gray. I love that, and long may the Kiswahili language and culture thrive and extend around the world. I wonder how much more Swahili you've learned since the last time you're here in Nairobi, Heather. Maybe you could show off some of your Swahili skills.
Oh, hakuna matata, Bill. Hakuna matata. Okay, hello everybody. We are at about half past the hour now, which is time for this wonderful oldie from Ghana. It's a nice high life tune by Smart Nkansa called Yenti and features his sister-in-law, Becky B. It was released in 1983 on a four-track album called Odo.
Yes, that was Yenti by Smart Nkansa and Becky B from Ghana. And now, back to more recent years, here's Tinari Wen from Mali with Sastanakam off its 2017 album, Alwan.
DJ Vigilante, South Africa's finest hip-hop DJ. And I'm chilling out with my girl Heather. You know, that's how it is with Voice of America.
Oh, yeah. Hello. It is now time for our third and final guest. She came to my home studio here in the DMV recently. DMV stands for the DC, Maryland, and Virginia metro area. We recorded this interview and live performance.
DJ Akua is an artist, a rapper, producer, and a DJ. But first, let's talk about your artist side.
Okay.
You've been doing some great music and music videos. Tell us about the last couple you've done.
Okay, so my very recent song I have out is titled Chargy, featuring Kwaku Afro. He's based in Ghana. So basically that song came about. I was in Ghana during Christmas. We got into the studio and he was telling me about how he's really falling for a girl. So we were just in there and then he started the song, "You're My Chargy." And then we just went with it.
Chargy meaning?
You ginger me up, you charge me up. So that's how the song came about. And then I added 16 bar rapping in there.
Tripping on my body, my ass a liquor, you can sit me when you want it. I run it both for you, tell me why you running. Tonight make I put it on you, baby, no darling. I be a tragedy, find me to a boss and I'm in front, big poppy. Take your time, I see you getting a bit naughty. If I give you a chance, I see you go put it on me. Find me, yeah, with chinchilla. This weather, and I dream about who came now. I'm a whole meal, I be your lunch and dinner. You all up in your feelings like Bryce Cintilla.
And then the one before that is titled Yes Coco.
Right.
With Kwame Eugene. Yes. You guys should definitely check him out. He's amazing.
Kwame Ofori and I featured Yes Coco on Music Time in Africa on World Chocolate Day.
Well, yes. Yes.
So many girls in the club, but I got my eyes on you. When she pull up in bikini, so fine, not a girl's anthem. Even when the whole world is over, that will be me and you.
So we were just highlighting dark-skinned women, not bleaching, and just, you know, loving the skin that you were born with, you know, pretty much. And I did not know it was World Chocolate Day until you guys posted, by the way. So now I learned something new, you know, from the song and you guys as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that one was also produced by Apia. I worked with Kwame at the studio.
This is Heather Maxwell. In case you're just tuning in, we are in the middle of a conversation I had with DJ Akua. She is a Maryland-based artist from Ghana. We're at my home, sitting on the couch. If you ever watch any of my interviews on YouTube or social media, you will know this couch. But Akua also brought her controller along. And at this point, we relocate to my actual music studio and take a music break. She sets up her controller and spins this.
Girl, I wanna be with you. Finally, I see your face. Ooh, oh my days. I've been out here looking for you for days. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I just want to say, my head, you there for my head. I know fit to reset.
Was really amazing. So what do you call that piece? You call it a piece or
this
title
is just
thing?
A very quick Afrobeats quick mix. We could call that
Afrobeats quick mix.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about being a DJ. When did you start doing it?
So I've been DJing for about 11 years now. Mm-hmm. I started, my brother-in-law came into the family. He was a DJ. I've always wanted to sing. God didn't give me the voice, and I'm just, you know.
So you're like, well, I'll DJ.
Yeah. I mean, something that has to do with music.
Mm-hmm. What kind of venues do you like to perform in as a DJ?
I've done concerts. I've done festivals, South by Southwest. Mm. I've done weddings, corporate events, clubs. But my all-time favorite has to be weddings because I love love. And weddings is very sacred because I get to share a moment with certain people. And what actually happens is, apart from sharing that moment, I end up becoming like family with everyone because when they have the babies and their baby showers, I kind of go through the whole family process with them. So it's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then, you know, weddings, there's only two things you remember, the food and the DJ. Did you have a good time? Did the DJ make sure you have a good time?
That is true.
And liquor, too.
God.
Yeah. So I love weddings.
All right. Hey, everybody. Heather here, popping back in on the mic for a second. At this point, Akua tells me more about herself, like how her brother-in-law got her started and how she signature DJs in high heels for up to 6 hours, she says. And then I asked her if she wants to go back to the controller and try something together for a little side project that I've been working on. And within a few minutes, we stumble into this fun beat, our own Akua Maxwell Afrobeats version of Norah Jones' song, I Don't Know Why. Here's a tiny taste of that. And then we'll go straight to the conclusion of our interview.
I waited for the break of dawn. I don't know why I didn't come. Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the...
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to our audiences?
Everybody that's been supporting, thanks for supporting. If you're just finding out about me, please do follow me on social media. DJ Akua.
With
DJ,
two A's.
Yes.
A-K-
DJ A-K-U-A-A. Thank you. Instagram, Twitter, it's all the same. Just follow me and, you know, continue to support because I have a lot in store for you guys.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Maxwell.
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yes, okay. Hello, everybody. I have two more songs for you before the hour is up. Do Yourself by Burna Boy and Angelique Kidjo. And then Makhelao by Manal from Morocco.
Real African, they don't know what it feels to be African, an African.
نهار شفت قدامي باللي صاري انا نتاي مكتبي ونتايني انا كتحامقني كتحامقني وما جاي بخبار لو كان بيدي انا قلبي نشعل فيه النار يوم حلفه بحلوفي ما ندي غيرك انا ولينا معروفين قصه ما بين جماعه كنفكر فيك كنفكر فيك بالليل ونهار كمام اللي تعمري خلي الناس دار
That song by Manal from Morocco, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Also, a big thanks to our guests for joining us in this episode. Marvelous Nyahuye of the Voice of America's Zimbabwe service, Eddie Gray, An Noor, and Bill Odidi from Kenya, and DJ Akua. If you'd like to watch the DJ Akua interview, please get on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel or Facebook page or Instagram, MTIA Maxwell. And you can watch that interview and so many more great interviews. And while you're there, please say hello, like my page, and subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications when I post new stuff almost every week. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music.